Welcome to the Jeffers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network.
And good afternoon. It's April 22nd, Sunday. John Jeffers, your host, founder, and executive producer here at Contra Radio Network, and speaking of my own show, The Jeffers Brief. Welcome. Let's talk about ammunition storage, shall we? Some of you new preppers, old preppers, patriots, whatnot. Sometimes we don't always store ammunition the proper way, the way we need to. And this is, Survival Sullivan? Yeah, Survival Sullivan brought this up. Good enough. Written by Chad Neighbors. So, you know, if you like anything I like, that was about a decade back, if you're anything like that. All you needed to know about ammunition storage was ammo could survive the trip from your shopping cart to the checkout, from the checkout to the range. Ammunition had a short life as far as I was concerned, destined to be bought and promptly consumed in the chamber of a gun. Living in Florida at the very time, the very gun-friendly state, with ranges and gun shops on every corner, ammo practically grew on trees. Yep, planted right next to all the oranges. You don't need to stash what you can never run out of. After all, you can just buy more. So then comes the great ammunition famine. Those days of plentiful supply came to an abrupt halt at around 2007. As is customary, political posturing on the topic of gun and ammo regulation leading up to the presidential election led to rushes on purchasing, and rushes led to panicked hoarding. The subsequent election of the 44th president of the United States applied further pressure to our restraining industries, and all throughout the next 8 years in America, there were terrible scarcities of guns and ammunition. The reserve of many popular cartridges dried up seemingly overnight. Some, like 380 and 22 long rifle, would take many years before they would consistently return to store shelves. My carefree attitude and hubris cost me. I had to sign up for a pistol class, and the date was rapidly approaching. I scoured my city and surrounding counties, desperately trying to gather enough ammo to attend, and I did, barely, by begging off my better-prepared friends and finally assembling a mishmash of brands, bullet types, and weights. They all had different POIs, and some were more reliable in my pistols than others. We completed the class and didn't wind up looking like a stooge. Learned a lot on the range, but my biggest lesson was one of preparedness. Stock up on ammo. Buy it cheap, stack it deep. I started to imagine a scenario where the outcome was not merely wasted money or reduced training repetition. What if I needed that ammo for serious social purposes? What if I had a friend or relative that needed a bunch of ammo in a hurry? Would I be able to endure a crisis with ammo on hand? Would I have enough to be the good friend one could count on? No. No, I would not. If you are preparing for any occurrence of widespread societal unrest, collapse, or regional disaster, you probably have a decent stash of ammo laid up already. Maybe, like me, you are also dedicated to keeping a goodly amount of on hand to ensure that you can attend scheduled or impromptu training opportunities. And that's good. Considering you have a significant or not so significant quantity of ammo put away for future use, your next consideration must be making sure it is stored in optimal conditions. This is to prevent it from degrading, thus wasting your investment and resulting in malfunctions or worse, an empty gun in the future. The length of time you prepare to store the ammo, the local humidity at the storage site, and the container you store your ammo in will all dictate how long you can expect your ammo to stay fresh. Effective long-term storage is safe and completely achievable by anyone with a small financial investment. Typically, one will only need a quality metal or plastic ammo can that seals against air and moisture, some desiccant packs, and perhaps heavy-duty plastic zipper or vacuum seal bags. So, rain's coming. Basic storage is real easy. Before you go scrolling away, and you know, and every Tupperware container you can have plundered from your significant other or neighbors. It is instructive to understand what we are trying to protect our ammunition from. The single greatest harmful to our ammunition is what? Moisture, which leads to what? Corrosion. The other is high temperature. Ammo kept cool will last a very long time indeed. Keep both of these foremost in your mind when you are deciding where to locate your stash. Moisture degrades ammo by causing corrosion and seeping inside cartridge cases to degrade the priming compound and render the powder useless. If you have ever pulled a long round out of the bottom of a forgotten range bag or out of an old box in your basement, that green, musty stuff on the brass is byproduct of corrosion. Cartridges so afflicted are not to be trusted. The same thing can happen to a big batch of ammo if we do not take steps to mitigate it. Extreme heat, in excess of 150 degrees, according to multiple manufacturers of commercial ammo, will start to degrade both primer and powder over time. This can lead to reduced performance or complete failure to fire, unless you are storing your ammo in an area where temperatures climb above 150 degrees, such as the interior of a trunk of a car during the summer. This is not a concern in most locales, however, it will in some places. Of the two, moisture is the factor we'll be paying most attention to and work the hardest to thwart. If we can beat back moisture, ammo will keep viable for at least a decade and often much longer. Lucky for you, even in humid climates, solutions are simple and only require a bit of diligence in rotating your stock. This will ensure your ammo is ready and shiny as the day it rolled off the factory presses. So you have to gather your equipment. The only must-have pieces of storage equipment we require are suitable containers, typically a military or commercial sealing ammo can, some type of desiccant packs or moisture absorption packs, typically made from silicone, and good, sturdy, sealable plastic bags. All are widely available and inexpensive, in the case of Silipex, found free in all kinds of product packaging. So start with your containers. I know a lot of people use heavy storage bags filled with loose cartridges and place those inside large plastic food containers, thinking that in conjunction that must surely be adequate. This is a bad play for a couple of reasons. One, containers of that type offer only a paltry seal against moisture and air, and two, those containers filled with ammo become very heavy and quickly. I have seen more than a few bust their bottoms while being hoisted. It's not ideal. If you do not already have some spring or other military plus metal ammo cans or nice plastic commercial ones, both feature high quality rubber gaskets to seal the contents against both air and moisture and are easily recognized by the rectangular boxy shape, hinged lids, and collapsible handles. These are available in sizes approaching a lunchbox, you know, enough for a few magazines or boxes, all the way up to very large metal trunks, which can hold thousands of rounds. When shopping for the military cans in particular, pay close attention to the gaskets around the rim or either the lid or the can itself. Ensure that there are no tears, dry rot, rust, or major deformations that could compromise the integrity of the seal. For commercial plastic containers, make sure they do in fact have a seal and are of sturdy quality to resist breaking from rough handling or the weight of their contents. Now, an example of a surplus military ammo can that could be in great shape is you got to pay particular attention to the seal around the lid and around the interior. That one will only be need a little dressing on the seal before you can ready to go. And that's all right. You got to have that. So buy enough of the right sizes to accomplish your storage objectives. This might mean a few small cans for loaded magazines or keeping in vehicles and a larger chest to keep bulk ammo at home or office. Boils down to personal requirements, so give careful thought to your own situation and needs. For your silica packs, you can use the small bags you get nearly everything you buy from the store these days, and buy purpose-made ones at any hardware or big box improvement store. These silica packs won't work indefinitely. Periodically, maybe twice a year in a very humid environment, you'll need to dry them out in an oven set at about 140 to 150 degrees for 30 minutes. Set the packs on a pan, pop them in the oven. Do not eat them when they come out. While you're at the store, grab a few of the flat, disposable moisture detection cards. A couple of these will let you check not only the moisture level at the location you plan on storing your ammo, but test your cans for moisture infiltration after you have them in place. Now, get to packing. Before you do, a few rules. If you are handling bulk ammo for a long-term storage, you need to wear latex or nitrile gloves. You may be thinking lead exposure, which is indeed a concern, but the greater risk from our task will be the oils from your skin lingering on the cartridges. Depending on your individual body chemistry, the oil can either cause corrosion eventually or immediately. No real way to know, but if you are the person that has to clean rust off his pistol weekly, you need to take extra precaution. Don't let your efforts go to waste. Place your moisture tester in an area where you want to locate your stash. Follow the instructions on the tester, then get a reading after a specified time. Shoot for a moisture reading of 25% or less. Areas that are not well insulated or ventilated are bad choices typically. So, think sheds, garages, basements. Car trucks can vary. Once you have picked a suitable size site, place a small platform or a pallet on the ground. If you aren't using shelves, try to avoid having the cans resting directly on the floor, especially in a garage or basement, as condensation will be a risk. For loaded magazines that you plan on storing for a comparatively shorter term, you can place them directly in a can, ready to go, with a desiccant pack and then close the can. Quick note on this. Not all magazines are created equal. USGI aluminum M16 AR-15 magazines and some older pattern 1911 magazines may degrade when stored long-term fully loaded, specifically from the pressure of a fully compressed stack of rounds pushing against the frail, easily deformed feed lips. Now, Magpul's ubiquitous P-Mags feature a cover top specifically designed to prevent such an occurrence, but I am uncertain if these are necessary considering the P-Mag's tougher feed lips. It certainly will not hurt to utilize them. For bulk ammo, it's a good idea to remove it from any cardboard or paper packaging and place it in your plastic bags. Cardboard and paper both are bad about absorbing moisture. I have, however, stored ammo in the factory boxes in cans with silica for some years on dry location and used it with no ill effects. Whichever you decide, do not place your desiccant inside the bag with loose ammo if or when it absorbs enough moisture. It will be trapped against loose cartridges, which will what? Start to corrode. The desired outcome is for the desiccant to intercept the moisture that gets past the seal of our can before it can harm the ammunition. Label your bags with manufacturer, caliber, type, and date. Squeeze out any air. Seal them. Once this is done and your cans are full, close and latch the lids. Don't forget to toss in a moisture tester and at least one set a reminder to come back and check the moisture tester according to the instructions it came with. If the level is too high inside the can, check your seals. If that does not work, replace the can. If that still does not work, choose another location. Rotate your ammo. Now you can now reasonably be sure that your ammo supply will be safe from moisture and assuming that you aren't storing them in a blazing hot location, will keep for a very long time. Note that even if you are keeping it in, say, your car or truck, most ammo will be fine over the short term if you remember to rotate it out. So, say I have a stash of loaded pistol mags and a small bob in my car. After 3 months of summer heat, I'm going to pull them out, shoot them in practice or training, and then replenish them with ammo from my stores. The ammo in my stores will be replenished by new store-bought ammo, and the cycle repeats itself. Now do the same thing with your store at home. When it is time to train, and you need a quantity of ammo to use, pull from the oldest stock first. When you replenish later, the next oldest batch will be on deck for consumption. This way, you are always assured of having fresh ammo on hand. Ammo when stored well, will typically keep a very long time with no ill effects, but this is another small expenditure in an effort to ensure that you're keeping your stock in optimal condition. Something to consider. You can buy surplus military ammo that will sometimes come in a handy sealed package, be it plastic or metal or ready to store as it is. Russian surplus, 7.62 by 39 millimeter, 7.62 by 54 millimeter, and 5.45 by 39 millimeter, can all be had in the iconic metal Spam or sardine can, which is welded shut and completely impenetrable against any mechanical attempts at breaching it. Save a grinder or the specialty can opener, which they never come with in America. If you buy a quantity of such ammo and can test a small batch to ensure function of your firearm, you can store the rest unopened, confident that it will keep until you need it. Now, as far as quantity is concerned, that is highly dependent upon your individual wants and needs. My attitude about ammo on hand is this. For my primary calibers, I want at least twice as much of each as it would take for me to complete in a 2 or 3 day class. Call it about 3,500 rounds each, minimum. That way, I can use a large quantity of it for skill development and have a hard reserve of at least a case in each caliber. Be sure also to take into account the bulk and weight of the ammo if you plan to flee a crisis. Ammo cans take up a lot of room and weight in vehicles, and space is at a premium. You need to know how much will fit where before it is time to hit the road. The conclusion is this. You should ideally be buying ammo in bulk for the cost savings as well as having the ready supply on hand. Don't simply leave it sitting in boxes or baggies for years on end. Keep your guns fed and protect your investment of time and money by storing your ammunition properly, and you will have to take one more step to ensure you prosper in the face of chaos, whatever form it takes. How do you have your ammunition stored? How much is enough for your purposes? Have you experimented with alternate methods of keeping your ammo in good condition? All questions. If you got a better idea, get hold of us. The Contra Radio Network page on MeWe.com. For those of you that were smart enough to make the move from Facebook to MeWe, for those of you that still want to be a data mining victim for Facebook, it'll be on the CRN Facebook page. Get hold of us. Put it out there. It's interesting to know what else is out there. All right. This is John Jeffers for the Contra Radio Network, the Jeffers Brief, coming at you. Glad you had a chance to listen on this. And for my Prepper and Patriot friends, of course, I want to tell you, be safe, be alert, and be vigilant. I'm John Jeffers here at the Contra Radio Network for the Jeffers Brief, saying thanks for listening. We'll talk again soon.